Richland Center. Today's News at Noon is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or their mental condition. It's 56 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Violence in Amsterdam overnight. Israeli soccer fans appearing to have been targeted. They were in the city to cheer on a team from Tel Aviv. The mayor of the city calling the anti-Semitic attacks unacceptable and shameful. Random anonymous and racist text messages sent to people in more than a dozen states. ABC's Jim Ryan says they arrived on phones this week.
The text message orders the recipient, sometimes by name, to report to a plantation. The people who have gotten it have ranged in age from their teens to their 80s. The common thread is that they're black.
I was hurt and I was disappointed.
Just disgusting. There's nothing, you know, comical about it.
I kept thinking, what have I done?
The texts are racist and offensive, but are they illegal? The FBI is interested because some of the messages contain threats of violence. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Stocks coasting to close in on the best week in a year. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P have all gained since the election of Donald Trump. This is ABC News. New details on the lengths that Chinese spies will go to infiltrate American politics and President-elect Donald Trump.
Multiple sources tell ABC News hackers working for China's intelligence service broke into the phone used by Trump's lead criminal defense attorney Todd Blanche. The sources say in the lead-up to the election, the hackers gained access to Blanche's text messages and captured audio recordings of some of his calls. We're told most of the communications involved family and friends, but the FBI is working to determine whether more sensitive contacts were compromised.
ABC News senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky. Police in North Carolina have a suspect in custody in connection with a dozen shootings this week on or around Interstate 40 in Raleigh. Charges against NC State student Andrew Thomas Graney include assault with a dangerous weapon with intent to kill and firing a weapon on an occupied vehicle. There's been one injury. In South Carolina, those dozens of rhesus monkeys are still on the loose. They escaped this week from a research lab. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, ET Foods, Richland Family Prescription Center, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Turbos, The People's Community Bank, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Muscadet Mini Mart, Kickapoo Creekside, Arneson Service and Repair, Southwest Technical College, The Homesteader Store, and Gander's Cleaning Services. Now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 56 degrees in Richland Center at 12:04. Our forecast calls for lots of sunshine and mild conditions with a high of 57. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool with a low of 34, and tomorrow mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of light showers in the afternoon, a high of 54. In Richland Center, after a low this morning of 30, it's up to 56 degrees.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Water is essential to life. And at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, that belief drives their commitment to the community with over 50 years of experience. They provide professional, reliable water system services for residential, agricultural, and commercial needs. Whether it's installation or repairs, their team is available 24/7, 365 days a year, ensuring your water system is always in top shape. For trusted service in Richland Center and the surrounding areas, call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions at 608-649-4488.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
It's time to roll up your sleeves and get your shots. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Viking Pharmacy, and Community Pharmacy are now scheduling flu and COVID shots. Protect yourself and your loved ones by getting these essential vaccines. It's quick, easy, and the best way to keep those pesky bugs at bay. Go online to ramchealth.com to schedule your appointment. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
It's 57 degrees in Richland Center at 12:07. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Just last week, the entire state was in a drought. Now meteorologist Brittany Merlo says things are changing with the recent rain.
Improvements have been made, mainly stretching from Richland Center and La Crosse northeastward through central Wisconsin into the Fox Valley and up north towards Rhinelander. 47% of the state was soaked out of drought conditions over the past week, and now those areas sit abnormally dry. Areas of concern are still focused far north, where 14% of the state is in a severe drought condition, and 41% of Wisconsin still remains in a moderate drought. So we need the rain rolling in this weekend, even though it's expected to be light. Every drop counts. A heavier hitting system takes aim midweek next week, which should help. Plus, Election Tuesday's rainfall wasn't taken into account for this update.
Have you ever heard of Coco Ross? Because there are hundreds of them all around you, right here in the state and even throughout the country. Here's Brittany Merlo.
It's a unique, nonprofit, community-based network of volunteers of all ages and backgrounds working together to measure and map precipitation. While a group of people, about 26,000 of them, are collecting and reporting rain and snow amounts. COCORAS is an acronym for the Community Collaborative Rain, Hail, and Snow Network, and anyone can be a part of it. These precipitation reports, gathered in our own backyards, are recorded. Data is then displayed and organized in a nifty map that's easy to analyze and apply to daily situations, ranging from water resource analysis to severe storm warnings. Free training is included, and it's easy to sign up for. Just head to civicmedia.us, click the news tab, select weather, and you'll find everything you need, even a link to affordable rain gauges.
After winning his second term in Congress, Republican Derek Van Orden says he's hoping to work with Democrats on key issues like the Farm Bill and Veterans Affairs. Van Orden told selected media in a video call that he's not willing to let the dairy industry fail, either here or in the U.S., so the Farm Bill is his priority to work on. Van Orden defeated Democrat Rebecca Cook by 4 points in the state's 3rd congressional district in this week's election. That's the same margin he won by over Brad Paff 2 years ago. Senator Joan Balwig released the following statement today after the results of the November 5th election. Quote, with the support of my family, friends, neighbors, and colleagues, I am proud to have served the communities of South Central Wisconsin as both a representative and senator in the Wisconsin State Legislature. Throughout my time in the legislature, I emphasized and valued the services that my office provided to our neighbors in the 41st Assembly District and the 14th Senate District. I'm thankful for the opportunity to work with legislative members from both sides of the aisle and governors from both parties to enact policies that benefit the children and families of Wisconsin, support the mental health needs of our state, and fight for the industries that are critical to the district and our state's economy, namely agriculture and tourism. It was an honor for me to serve on legislative leadership in both houses as a member and chair of the legislative committees, on the Joint Committee on Finance, and to serve on regional and national organizations, including as regional and national chair of the Council of State Governments, a three-branch national organization. Thank you for the opportunity to serve the people of the 14th Senate District on Wisconsin. LeMahieu is returning as Republican Senate Majority Leader. In a press release, LeMahieu says the top issue for Republicans this upcoming legislative session will be returning the state's funding surplus to families. LeMahieu of Utsberg served as Majority Leader during both the 2021 and 2022 and 2023 to 24 sessions and has been in the legislature since 2015. The Republican caucus elected LeMahieu to the position during a Thursday meeting. The Republican majority in the Senate shrunk from 22 to 11 to 18 to 15 after Tuesday's election. Voters in many parts of Wisconsin were deciding on more than who will represent them. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Kuska.
All across Wisconsin, school referendum questions were on the ballot, with over one quarter of districts asking to go over their local tax levies. Over one quarter of districts asked a total of 138 questions for a total of over $4.2 billion to pay for operations and facilities. The majority of these ballot measures passed, highlighted by Madison passing two questions for a total of $607 million. State Superintendent Jill Underley said that too many communities were forced to ask for more local property tax dollars to simply pay the bills, and that the state legislature has underfunded public education in Wisconsin for too long. Underley said that the next biennial budget is another opportunity for Wisconsin legislators to properly fund school districts. Both the 120 districts going to referendum and the 138 questions asked on ballots are records. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
There were several school referendums in the area Tuesday. Among those that passed, the Ithaca School District passed an operational referendum in the amount of $1.3 million each year for 4 years. The Lafarge School District passed an operational referendum to exceed the revenue limit by $300,000 for 3 years, for a total of $900,000. The Iowa Grant School District passed a $1.2 million operational budget, and the Wisconsin Dell School District passed a $4.5 million capital referendum. Both referendums for the Madison Metropolitan School District passed. The operational referendum will give the district $100 million, and the capital improvement referendum will give the district $507 million. The Reedsburg School District had split results Tuesday. Voters approved a $14 million facilities referendum for improvements at its high school, but rejected the district's $16 million non-recurring operational referendum request. And residents in the Baraboo School District said no to an $85.7 million capital facilities referendum. A Wisconsin native NASCAR driver is being fined for skipping work to go vote on Tuesday. Seymour native Ty Majeski competes in the Truck Series and was supposed to be at a press event in Arizona on Tuesday ahead of the championship race Friday night. Instead, he came to Wisconsin to vote. NASCAR is fining Majeski $12,500 for failure to attend the press conference. Majeski and his race team say they'll be contesting the penalty. Flags are flying at half-staff to honor Jonathan Brostoff. The Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office is investigating Monday's death of the Milwaukee alderman and former state representative as an apparent suicide. Brostoff was elected to the Wisconsin State Assembly in 2014, representing a Milwaukee district until 2022, and serving on several committees. Following his assembly service, Brostoff was elected to the Milwaukee Common Council. Brostoff leaves behind his wife and four young children. Evers said Brostoff advocated tirelessly for his constituents and that he and his wife Kathy were shocked by Brostoff's death. A former Manitowoc County Sheriff's Lieutenant is accused of embezzling funds from the department. David Remiker will face a misconduct in office charge for allegedly stealing over $5,000 taken during asset forfeiture when he makes an initial appearance in December. The State Department of Justice started the investigation in January when Remiker allegedly walked off with a seat cover during an event in Oshkosh. That eventually led the DOJ to discover the rest of the alleged embezzlement. He was put on administrative leave and left the department at the end of the month. Sheriff Dan Hartwig says the incident is isolated to Remiker and no one else in the department is implicated. Alert teachers might have helped stop a tragedy yesterday in Kenosha. Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles has more.
A 13-year-old student was arrested in Kenosha yesterday after attempting to bring a rifle into Roosevelt Elementary. Police are crediting school staff for preventing a potential tragedy. Kenosha Unified School District Superintendent Jeffrey Weiss talked about the kid dressed in black carrying a black bag.
This individual came around to the front door, buzzed the office to be let in, and there are two doors when I talk about a secured entrance. Our staff were able to see that this individual looked nervous. And suspicious. They confronted that individual. The individual got nervous and fled the building.
The suspect was arrested later in the afternoon following a community-wide search and holds at all county schools. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley released a statement about the incident, saying she's thankful for school staff in Kenosha for preventing a young person with a firearm from entering the building.
It's 57 degrees in Richland Center at 1217. There will be some great high school entertainment this weekend. Those stories are next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette at the Prescription Center. Our new store at 930 Sexonville Road is great. We have room, windows, and the same friendly people. Thank you to all who have continued to allow us to care for you. Please remember to check when you register with your provider that the Prescription Center is your preferred pharmacy. At our new location, we are now able to be pet friendly. If you are riding with your pet, please bring them in. We would love to meet them. It is Part D time again. There are lots of changes this year. Large increases in deductibles, the ability for your Part D plan to cover your copays, so January is not so expensive, and changes to cover drugs. It is important that you check your coverage for next year. We will do that for free. We have our drive up in place, so pull up to the door and call 647-8806. Paul will run or walk your prescription and pet treats out. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
A clean home is a healthy home. Experience the ultimate cleanliness for your floors and furniture with Gander's Cleaning Service. Just call 608-647-4349 and let Gander's Cleaning Service do the dirty work for you. Their certified carpet cleaning technicians will deliver top-notch steam cleaning and protection for your carpets, tile, and upholstery. Rejuvenate your living space and make your home a healthy one with the help of the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service. Call 608-647-4349 today and schedule your appointment.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
It's 57 degrees in Richland Center at 1221. Members of the Kickapoo High School student body will be presenting a variety show both tonight and tomorrow night in the Kickapoo High School Auditorium. Various types of shows have been performed at the school over the past few years. This year's variety show is a fresh idea. Catherine Miller is the director of the event.
We kind of started after COVID doing an opposite musical and some sort of show on the other year. So last time it was kind of a musical review. This time it's more broad. We're doing a variety show, all vocal things though. So last spring we started talking about ideas. It's a very student-centered project. So the students put forth their ideas on, you know, maybe a theme, and then they put forth some other things that they want to do. So you're going to hear the middle school and high school choir perform pieces on the show, as well as over 20 individual and small group acts.
The theme of the show is Can't Stop the Feeling from the movie Trolls, but the students have chosen a wide variety of music.
They kind of have their own free range of what they want to do. So you're going to hear everything from eras of the crooners with like Fred Astaire and Ethel Merman and all the way up to Adele and musicals and classic rock. So it's just going to be a fun variety of all kinds of music.
Catherine Miller likes how the variety show gives more students the opportunity to showcase their talents, which may not have been possible in a musical stage production.
Musical like is amazing. It's an amazing experience for the students. It's an amazing, you know, just opportunity for them. But also this project allows more kids to shine because, you know, musicals always have a limited number of lead parts. And so what I like about this is that the students have more invested in it and what they get to choose for music, as well as more kids getting to shine.
The Kickapoo High School Variety Show will be held tonight and tomorrow night in the Kickapoo High School Auditorium. Performances will be at 7 both nights. Everyone is welcome to attend and enjoy the great music performances. You are also welcome to sing along as well. Admission to the event is a free will offering, with half of the donations going to the food pantry. The Richland School District Foundation and Richland Center High School will be presenting Grease, the high school version, tonight through Sunday in the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Grease is a successful Broadway musical that was made into a 1978 movie, which is still popular today. The story is set in the 1950s at Rydell High School, featuring the two main characters, Sandy, played by Maddie Muller, and her love interest, Danny, portrayed by Grayson Banker.
It's a very different role than anything I've done before. It's been really fun fitting into it. And it's kind of similar to how a lot of people my age are. I mean, he's a high schooler, 17. I mean, he's that guy you want to be. So, I mean, it's been pretty easy to fill in that role.
Along with Sandy and Danny, many supporting actors and crew members help make this musical an entertaining production to see.
We've got about 40 actors and actresses, and then about 10 on our stage crew. It's definitely a big step up from last year. It's helped us a lot. Having that stage crew, you know, they're able to do things that, you know, cast members had to do last year with moving props around, moving the set around. So they've been awesome for us, and having those numbers, it's great.
The Richland School District Foundation and Richland Center High School production of Grease, The high school version will be performed in the Richland Center High School Auditorium tonight and tomorrow night at 7. Sunday's performance will be presented at 2. Tickets are $10 for adults and will be available at the door. Okooch Mountain Humane Society's Paws for the Holidays will be held Saturday from 10 to 2 at the Richland Center Community Center. It is OMH's largest fundraiser of the year. The event features a variety of activities for all ages and their pets. Activities include a Santa Paws giving tree, kids games, dog games and competitions, silent auction and bucket raffle, informational tables and booths, a jingle dog and jingle cat raffle, sales tables and membership table. Food and refreshments will also be available at the Grand and Glorious Food Stand. There will also be a visit from Santa. The OMH Ice Fishing Pond will also be back. A sweet walk is similar to a cookie walk, except that it includes all different kinds of holiday cookies, candies, and other sweets, with walkers filling Paws-themed boxes with sweet treats. All are invited to attend and enjoy the OMH Paws for the Holiday Saturday from 10 to 2 at the Richland Center Community Center. With the arrival of cooler weather, Alliant Energy encourages customers to be safe around natural gas. Alliant Energy offers the following tips. Know the signs of a gas leak and what to do. Signs include an odor like rotten eggs, a hiss, roar, or whistle near a gas appliance, meter, or pipeline, or blowing dirt, bubbling water, or discolored vegetation in an otherwise green area. Leave the premises immediately and from a safe location, call 911. Symptoms such as dizziness, shortness of breath, headaches, confusion, nausea, and fainting can also be signs a furnace or gas appliance has malfunctioned and exposed you to natural gas or carbon monoxide. Leave the premises immediately and call 911. Install carbon monoxide and natural gas detectors. Detectors help identify odorless threats like carbon monoxide and are especially important for those with a known loss of smell. Additionally, certain soil conditions can strip the rotten egg odorant out of natural gas, making it more challenging to detect without proper equipment. If your natural gas detector goes off, move quickly to a safe location and call Alliant Energy at 1-800-255-4268. Prevent snow and ice from blocking gas vents. Once winter arrives, snow and ice can damage gas meters and pipes. Use a broom to keep gas service equipment clear. You must clear vents for gas appliances following a major snow or ice storm to enable proper venting and prevent carbon monoxide accumulation. Dig safely, in addition, to increase potential gas and carbon monoxide risk when the weather turns cooler. There's also an increased risk of gas pipeline damage as homeowners rush to finish yard work. Digging incidents are the most common cause of underground natural gas leaks. If you plan to dig, including constructing a fire pit, visit call811.com at least 3 days ahead of time. This will initiate a free process for utilities to locate and mark underground lines so you can dig safely. Even minor damage to a gas pipeline, such as nicks, scratches, cuts, scrapes, dents, and gouges, can result in pipeline failure or a major incident in the future if not properly assessed. Call Alliant Energy at 1-800-ALLIANT if your digging equipment or tools contact underground pipelines. Finally, never place a fire pit above a buried line. If the fire gets too hot, it could cause the gas pipeline below to leak or melt. For more information about gas safety, visit AlliantEnergy.com/gas. A local nonprofit is asking residents and businesses to give generously this fall to help them meet their 2024 fundraising goal. The mission of the Richland County United Givers is to raise funds for other local nonprofit organizations that serve the residents of the greater Richland County area. Jay Muller is a Richland County United Givers Executive Board member.
Normally what we do, we're starting now, putting up posters and putting on our brochures. If you find our brochure somewhere out there, take a look at it because it has a lot of information on just exactly what our goals are and what organizations that we represent. And the biggest thing is that we go through December, and then normally we issue the checks to the organizations that have been selected, which this year there's 19 of them, and then we present the checks to them in January.
The Richland County United Givers 2024 fundraising goal is $39,000, and the bulk of the money donated stays right here in Richland County to help our local residents.
A lot of these organizations, the 19 that we represent, they use this time type of year to set their budgets for the entire year. This is when they make their big push to last all year round. So, because we not only help people during this time of year, we help people all year round. And these 19 organizations cover everything from people with disabilities to homeless people to people in need to mentoring for teenagers. We help with aging and disability, ADRC, and health and human services. We also go the full gamut of helping our animals like Richland Area Rescue and Ukuch Humane Society. And so there's a lot of, I hate to say it, bang for your buck, because United Givers covers a lot of these charities, and we choose them carefully. They're all nonprofit, which we are. There's nobody paid in our organization, so my income for this is absolutely zero, but the gratification of helping other people. So that's really helpful. And also, too, when you go to do your taxes and you do the, if you do itemized deductions, this way you don't have to list all the charities you give to. You just put United Givers and it covers the whole thing.
Donations and pledges to support the Richland County United Givers with their 2024 fundraising goal can be done online at rcunitedgivers.org or mailed to Post Office Box 228, Richland Center. For more information, visit the Richland County United Givers website or email them at rcunitedgivers@yahoo.com. Veterans Day may be Monday, but the Richland Center Intermediate School is honoring our veterans a little early. Join students today at 2 in the Richland Center Intermediate School gym for a heartfelt program dedicated to recognizing those who have served. Today's winner in the Ithaca Football Boosters Calendar Raffle is Tom Even. It's 57 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 12:32. Today's vital statistics are next.
Need auto collision repairs? Look no further than Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists. Our skilled team delivers top-notch service with a focus on detail and care. We offer free loaners to keep you on the go while your car is being fixed. Renowned for our excellent reputation, we take pride in getting your vehicle back to its best. Choose Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists and see why we're the trusted name in auto body repair. Reach us at 608-375-4434 or stop by on Elm Street in Boscobel.
Tradition is earned, and Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City proudly carries that tradition as the go-to spot for Friday night fish fry. Feast on perch, shrimp, or even a ribeye, all served with a fresh salad bar and homemade soups. Craving something during lunch? Well, slide in for the famous hash burger or soup and sandwich specials. Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City, where tradition and flavor meet.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. No appointment needed. Professional-friendly stay-in-your-car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
It's 58 degrees in Richland Center, 26 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Mary Elizabeth Linz, 95, of rural Richland Center, died yesterday. A funeral mass will be held Saturday, November 16th at 11 o'clock at Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Keysville, with burial to follow in the parish cemetery. The mass will be live streamed on the St. Mary Keysville Facebook page. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center next Friday, November 15th, from 4 until 6:45, with the rosary at 6:45. Friends may also call at Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Keysville, Saturday, November 16th, from 10 to 11, with the rosary at 9:30. Memorials may be made to Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Parish or Mass Intentions for Mary. Mary Linz is survived by her children, Alan and Amy Linz, Mark and Ann Linz, and Ann and Bob Roth. 6 grandchildren, sisters-in-law Betty Durst and Celie Spike, and brothers-in-law Larry Downey and Roger Mellenberger. Mary Elizabeth Linz, 95 of rural Richland Center.
Harvest season is in full swing, and it's crucial to keep your equipment running smoothly. Artisan Service and Repair at Hillpoint is here to help. Whether it's tractors, wagons, combines, or skid steers, if it's farm equipment, they'll fix it. From tire repairs and hydraulic hoses to oil changes, their skilled mechanics are ready to keep you working in the field. Call Artisan Service and Repair today, 986-4300, or visit artisanrepair.com. Keep farming with Artisans.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Looking for some adorable Halloween and fall decor? Head on down to Court and Main in downtown Richland Center. Right now, everything Halloween and fall is 50% off. From cute pumpkins to cozy throw blankets, festive table settings, and charming wall art, you'll find everything you need to get into the spooky spirit at a great price. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 9 to noon. Come visit us. We can't wait to see you.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Soup and chili fixins are ready. Cut up chicken, 85 cents a pound or 75 cents a pound by the case. S&W crushed tomatoes in high top tomato sauce, 29 and 28 ounce cans, $1.25 each. Kellogg's Frosted Flakes, 13.5 ounce box, $4 each. Garden of Eden blue and yellow corn chips, $3.75 each. Be sure to check out the cheese cooler. Shop ET Foods where your food dollar goes just a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Attention Boscobel and Center Pharmacy patients. The 2025 Medicare D renewal period is now underway. Need help with your Medicare D drug plan? They're here to answer all your questions and guide you through the process. Let them help you find the best plan that works for you, saving you time and hassle. Because with Boscobel and Center Pharmacies, you're not just a customer, you're family. Call today to schedule your Medicare D review.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Sean and Tara Rulin and Adam and Rachel Jensen. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, some fantastic November weather out there today across the Badger State with lots of sun and temperatures very mild, running a good 10 degrees above normal. It'll stay nice through the rest of today, but things changing tomorrow as a low-pressure system in the Central Plains tracks northeast. Could see some light showers break out in the afternoon with some rain likely tomorrow night. Gradually winding down on Sunday. Now, this will not be a heavy rainmaker with amounts running a little bit under a quarter inch in many spots, but certainly on the dreary side. Things will brighten up just a little bit for Monday and Tuesday before the next weather system slides through Tuesday night and Wednesday. A cold front from the west should generate again some moderate rain amounts, some gusty winds, tapping into a little bit of colder air behind it as well. Here's that forecast now for the rest of today. Mainly sunny, a few high clouds, high temperature about 57, winds out of the west or northwest between 3 and 8. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool, low temperature 34. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 40% chance of light showers for the afternoon. The high at 54 degrees. Southeast wind around 10. Staying cloudy Saturday night with some off and on light rain, patchy fog, low in the mid-40s. Sunday, mostly cloudy, scattered light showers, mainly through midday with highs in the mid-50s. Heading into Monday, partly sunny and breezy, low at 40, high 54. Tuesday, sunny or partly cloudy, low 29, high 51. Tuesday and night, a chance of a rain shower late. Wednesday, rain likely, but tapering down by afternoon, high 51. And next Thursday, patches of sun, breezy and cooler with highs in the mid-40s. Could be some more precipitation on the way by that upcoming weekend. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
It's currently a sunny 58 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 55, our low this morning was 30. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 58. The record high for this date, 76, was set in 1999. The record low, 6 below, was set in 1991. Last year's high was 49 with a low of 41. Sunset tonight will be at 4:43 with sunrise tomorrow at 6:47. Currently in Richland Center, we have northeasterly winds at 4 to 5 miles per hour. The barometer's back down to 30.22 and no precipitation to report. It's currently a sunny 58 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
A former military lawyer is enjoying his life now as a farmer. You'll meet him today on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Bill Rogers is quick to suggest that farming could be a good option for those looking for a new career after military service.
There was always a call for me to get back to the land. And really the power for me is I was looking for something when my military career ended that brought me peace and serenity and purpose. And I would encourage any veteran or anybody who's looking for those things to really consider farming, because it does bring you just wonderful meaning and purpose. And it's just a release from everything else you do in life.
Roger served in the Air Force and the National Guard as a member of the Judge Advocate General's Corps. In other words, he was a military lawyer. He and his wife now farm in the Shenandoah Valley in Virginia. While farming became his calling post-military, he says it's a career path one must consider carefully.
What risk are we willing to accept? And I think that's a big part of farming that new farmers or even experienced farmers overlook. Going into it, you have to be smart. And it doesn't mean you have to be brilliant smart. You just got to be smart about what you do. You got to know what you're getting into. And I would say the first thing is you got to decide what you have a passion for, because so many people spend their entire lives becoming something they don't want to be.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, egg supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small-town convenience, it's Aiderers in Plain.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiderers in Plain. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiderers can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiderers still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiderers, your great big store with small town smiles.
Last week's rain helped out with fall tillage. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Feel the impact of Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans. This next generation soybean delivers consistent performance, enhanced disease protection, and superior genetics. First, the USDA just lowered its expectations for this year's corn and soybean crops. Corn production now pegged at just over 15 billion bushels, less than 1% below the October guess, a slight cut in the still record large average yield estimate. Soybean production is estimated at 4.5 billion bushels, down 3% on the month, also due to a reduction in the yield projection. USDA trimmed corn ending stocks a little bit as well. A North Central Wisconsin farmer says last week's slow and steady rain greatly improved field conditions. TJ Drager tells Brownfield he had over 2 inches of rain a little at a time, which softened the soil. He says early attempts at fall tillage in the hard and dry ground were challenging.
We were wearing out plow teeth, and it was very hard to get a plow into the ground. And then after the rain, fields dried up and went perfect, went very nice.
Before the rains, Drager says the ground was like concrete.
Dropping the plow in 6-7 inches, and it was still hard. The ground was literally brown when you were dragging it up, so it didn't get that dark color that you see typically. So I would say it was deeper than 6-7 inches.
Since the rain, Drager says fall field work is back on schedule.
We typically haul manure out here right before deer season and get that worked in. So we're right on par with that. As far as fall crops are going, we're going to be wrapping up corn here in the next week or so.
Drager raises soybeans, hay, and corn for silage and grain on his family's dairy farm near Marathon City. A fertilizer market expert is not surprised about recent reports saying Belarus potash production and exports might be reduced. Josh Linville with StoneX tells Brownfield, if Belarus cuts production, others may follow.
I don't think Belarus is big enough by themselves to affect the marketplace in a very big way. But now if you all of a sudden start seeing Russian producers do the same thing, and especially if you start seeing Canada determine they need to do the same thing, now we've got a big, big storyline.
And he says farmers need to act if they want potash for the 2025 growing season.
I think the time of dragging our feet, hoping that something changes, I think that is behind us. I think that's probably the kick in the pants. We need to just go ahead and get rolling with it.
Linville says Belarus and Russia account for about a third of world potash production. Cutbacks would make the nutrient a lot more expensive, so farmers should not wait if they need it. The USDA is reporting another solid round of U.S. export sales. Unknown destinations bought more than 200,000 tons of U.S. corn, along with 132,000 tons of soybeans. China bought 107,000 tons of U.S. soybeans. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Nature can do a real number on untreated nitrogen applications. Volatilization, denitrification, and leaching can cost growers not just the price of their fertilizer investments, but also the productivity and profitability of their seasons. So choose wisely when it comes to your choice of nitrogen protection. Non-corrosive, low-odor Centuro Nitrogen Stabilizer helps reduce leaching, slows nitrification, and optimizes yield potential by protecting nitrogen applications like never before. Patented active ingredient pronitridine offers agronomically effective below-ground protection. Anvil Nitrogen Stabilizer is designed to defend against volatilization while boosting overall nitrogen efficiency. Dual active ingredients, patented Duramide and NBPT deliver the longest-lasting protection over more soil conditions. SuperU Premium Fertilizer offers the highest concentration of nitrogen available in a granular, ready-to-use, stabilized, urea-based fertilizer. Choose wisely this season with nitrogen protection from Koch Agronomic Services.
You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series Corn by Stein. Our data-driven, product-centric approach quickly delivers new, higher-yielding genetics ready to perform from one of the industry's largest corn breeding programs. MX Series Corn by Stein has yield. Live your life your way with Stein. Learn more at steinseed.com.
Direct cash cattle trade is underway and cash hogs are sharply lower at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. A light round of direct cash cattle trade is starting to develop. Live deals in Nebraska are marked at $188. Bids in other areas are at $187 live in the south and $292 stressed in the north. Asking prices are around $190 to $192 live in the south and around $296 stressed in the north. There was a very small amount of trade that was reported in parts of Nebraska on Thursday at $294 stress, which is about $3 lower than the previous week's weighted averages. Boxed beef is lower at midday with light demand for solid offerings. Choice down 19 cents at $309.28. Select is $1.59 lower at $278.13. At the Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, light steers 450 to 600 pounds sold unevenly steady. Steers 900 pounds and up were steady to higher. Light heifer, 600 pounds, sold on a lower undertone, and heifers, 850 to 1,000 pounds, were unevenly steady. The USDA says demand was good for the many large load lots in the day's offering. Reputation feeders with light flesh were in top demand, and light flesh heavy steers brought the highest dollar. Feeder supply included 57% steers. Medium and large one feeder steers, 553 to 572 pounds, brought 297 to 320.50. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 913 to 936 pounds, brought 216 to 225. Cash hogs are sharply lower at midday with just a handful of negotiated purchases. Processors aren't aggressively working to move numbers. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs, and packers have been more aggressive this week moving needed numbers to keep up with the current slaughter pace. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 303 with a weighted average of 82.23. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at midday at $63. In Illinois, slaughter sale prices were steady with moderate demand for light offerings at $51 to $61. Bears and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $46 to $56. And pork values were sharply higher at midday, up $7.13 at $105.10. Bellies jumped more than $33 at midday. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Personalization from an ag lender starts with a trusted advisor, a true partner who asks questions to determine the right financing options for your operation and cash flow needs, and says you belong here. You'll always find that above and beyond service from Compeer Financial. Compeer Financial, here for you. Contact your local Compeer Financial team at 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com today. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
This past spring, thousands of farmers across the Central Corn Belt planted Whipple's hybrids on their farms. There was no public fanfare or social media hoopla, and they certainly didn't become TikTok famous, but they did become Whipple's famous. At Whipple's Hybrids, we celebrate our independent farmers who choose to keep their seed decision local and U.S. farm family owned. We can't promise 15 minutes of fame, but we're working on that extra 15 bushels an acre. Plant your independence with Whipple's Hybrids.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. On Saturday, November 9th, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., we will be having the 21st Annual Ladies' Night at our Richland Center store only. 10 to 25% off on many items throughout the store. There will be food, games, prizes, and fun, and the first 100 customers receive a gift bag. So watch for ads, listen to the radio, and check us out on Facebook for this great night of fun at our Richland Center store only. Thanks for stopping in, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Soybeans and corn are higher, cattle are lower, hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans are back to modestly higher. The USDA lowered production yield and ending stocks from October, but all are expected to be up on the year. South American production was unchanged, with Brazil's soybean exports slightly higher. January beans are up 2.5 at 10.29, March 4 higher at 10.41.5, December soybean meals $2 lower at $2.96.60, December soybean oils 50 higher at $48.82. Corn's back to up. Corn production was down modestly on the month and the year due to lower yield, which did pull ending stocks lower. Still, it's expected to be a record large yield this year. No changes for South American corn production this month either. December's up 3.25 at 430 and 3/4. March is 3.5 higher at 444. And wheat's mostly lower. U.S. wheat ending stocks were slightly more than a month ago on higher imports and minimal changes this month to global stocks and production. December Chicago up 0.5 at 572. December Kansas City's down 3.75 at 565.25. December Minneapolis wheat's 4 lower at 598.5. Live and feeder cattle are pressured by cash and wholesale business. December lives down $1.85 at $183.97. February's $2.02 lower at $185.40. January feeders are down $2.87 at $241.45. And hogs are mixed, adjusting spreads. December lean is down 77 cents right now at $84.42. The February contract is 37 cents lower at $84.92. Meanwhile, over in the broader market, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is sharply higher again today. We're online at brownfieldagnews.com. John Perkins, Brownfield Market Update.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Ancient grains continue to rise in popularity. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. there are a lot of different species that fall into the ancient grain category. Those include wheat, millet, barley, oats, and sorghum. But what's driving this rise in popularity? Lindsay Morgan with Ardent Mills explains.
There's this embracing of, I want a food system that is as natural as possible. So what's the least changed kind of grain is one thing. And then there's also some of these grains are accompanied with some positive nutrients, or maybe a little bit more in some cases, a little bit more protein or certain vitamins that might kind of naturally occur within some of these ancient grains. When you think about something like a quinoa, that also, it's known for the protein profile and the amino acids. So there's like that when that some of the grains can almost cross into a protein option is something that I think many consumers gravitate towards as well.
One of the reasons ancient grains provide health benefits is because they haven't been refined. They're also higher in protein, omega-3 fatty acids, B vitamins, and zinc. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
At Wiffles Hybrids, we like to speak in metaphors. For example, when it's seed decision time and you're at that fork in the road and time is money, you might want to choose a partner that's a little more underdog, a little more David than Goliath, because you deserve a family-owned company that marches to the beat of their own drum, whose product lineup and customer service is the whole enchilada, the whole ball of wax, the whole kit and caboodle. Wiffles Hybrids. Plant your independence.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools,